Today I'm speaking with Amy Cole. She's the FFA advisor for Greene County Tech High School in Paragould, Arkansas. Amy, when did you become involved in FFA and how long have you been involved?
My sophomore year of high school is when I started in FFA. And one of the first things I did was join the horticulture team. I started teaching here, where I'm at now at Greene County Tech, in 2002.
So what do you love most about being an FFA advisor?
Really, I like being able to do something with kids outside of the classroom and get them involved in things that let them grow as individuals, not just, you know, what we're doing inside of class, but how can they use that outside of class and how they can just be a part of their community.
So how important do you view your role as an advisor?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. And sometimes we don't realize it until maybe a couple of years later when kids come back and can tell us, you know, that we made a big impact on them. Every day we have a chance to make a positive influence on a kid, saying, how are you doing, and smiling at them, if that may be, you know, the nicest thing they hear all day. And so, and then any time that we make a decision that could affect their lives in any way, I mean, I just think it's a huge, huge responsibility, because every single day we're making decisions that could possibly make a big difference in a kid's life.
Well, what would you say is something that makes you unique as an agricultural educator and FFA advisor?
Well, I didn't come from maybe a traditional background. And so I bring into my classroom and into being an FFA advisor my experiences from not growing up in an agriculture background at all, having experiences in life that were not really what people would have thought would have brought me into the field. I always get that question, where did you come from a farming family? And no, I didn't. And I can relate to those kids who come to our program who wouldn't be seen as a traditional FFA member or traditional agriculture student, and bring experiences and do different things and new ideas that would appeal to kids that maybe our program didn't appeal to before. And we've seen a larger diversity of kids come in the past 10 years that maybe they didn't see anything that they were interested in before. But now they see things coming out of our program, and they think, hey, I might actually like that. And so I think that really is probably the one thing that I could say that I might have brought to our program is that difference, you know, that diversity to what we offer and how we can appeal to different kids.
Well, since you didn't grow up with an agricultural background, what made you get involved in FFA in high school and then continue that on through your career?
Well, honestly, I took family consumer science, and I was terrible at it. I didn't enjoy things that people might have thought that I should have enjoyed. My grandmother wanted me to be a lawyer. You know, I didn't like those things. And so a friend of mine and we decided we would join an ag class, and I realized that I really liked plants, and it came very easy to me. And I joined the CDE team and horticulture, and we were successful, and so we wanted to come back, and we made great friends. But honestly, the one thing that was the biggest influence on me being an ag teacher was the teacher that I had, because he made sure that he was a positive influence for us, and we knew that he cared. I couldn't tell you a lot about what we learned in school, but I knew that we had somebody that cared about us, and that it mattered to him that we did well in school and that we went on to college and that we, you know, were successful, and he would check up on us and still checks up on us, you know, and I wanted to do that for someone else. I wanted to be that influence in someone else's life. And if you can do that and then also teach something that you love, I mean, you couldn't ask for a more perfect job. So that's what I do. I'm able to teach plants and plant science and have those experiences, and then also be around kids and let them know that somebody cares about them. And so I think that, you know, I know that this is the one thing in life that I was meant to do.
What's something that makes your FFA chapter unique from other FFA chapters?
We're a pretty large chapter. We have 400 members and 4 teachers. And so we really get to specialize. Like, I only teach the plant science aspect of it, and then someone teaches mechanics, somebody teaches animal science. And with that, we get to really be specific with some projects where, like, we've really gotten into the community gardens, and my students are growing things in the greenhouse, and then we're right now putting in a handicap accessible garden, a community garden, and then students in mechanics, or they build buildings and playhouses and chairs and things like that. And so kids can come in as an introductory class and decide, you know, which area they like, and then can choose to go into those areas and get a lot more focused on learning those skills and then using those skills. And I have students that really take initiative and run our greenhouse like a business, and they take a lot of pride in what it looks like and what people say when they come in and as customers, and, you know, what the product looks like when it goes out. And so I think that because we are able to focus in certain areas, I think they're a little more prepared once they leave here if they choose to do that as a career or go into college into that specific area. And then they're also getting out. One thing that we love to do is get out into the community as much as possible and do as much as we can to help others. And so a lot of my students who may not have known about our local mission or our food pantries or you know, things like that, when they come to this program, that's a really, really big part of what we do. And so they're exposed to more of those community organizations when they come to our program.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Amy. I really enjoyed talking with you. That was Amy Cole, the FFA advisor for Greene County Tech High School in Arkansas.